California coast with the best for your listening pleasure. Commercial free and non-profit. This is KFBR 89.9.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king, but in the battle for the survival of Christian and Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and, well, hopefully for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Bradley Dean. And I asked him to come on to this program specifically to give a talk he gave on one of our earlier programs, certainly on the Black Regiment. On the Black Regiment. And who was the Black Regiment? Well, they were ministers. They wore black robes at the time of the American Revolution. And they were the people who were putting forth this unique idea that we needed, if we were going to have a revolution, a unique type of government here. Now, you must understand that down through the ages, we've always had a centralized authority, whether we had a king, whether we had an emperor, whether we had a dictator, whether we had a tribal chief. It really didn't matter what you called him. There was an authority that certainly dictated what the policies of government were. And certainly in Europe, many of these ideas went along and evolved into something called democracy, and where the elected officials would determine what the policies of government were. And certainly this is what they had in France after the French Revolution. This is what they had in England, certainly under the king. The king was certainly in some respects more of a figurehead. And of course, the king that was king when the revolution took place wanted really to dictate policy. But anyway, Chris, I've asked Bradley to talk to you about the Black Regiment, because I think it's an important part of our history that is not stressed, certainly in our educational institutions, and certainly not by our ministers today. Bradley Dean, thanks so much for being with us. You pick up the story.
Well, I appreciate you having me on tonight, Stan. Interestingly enough, I was just going through our documentation again concerning our founding documents, and it's interesting that we read the Declaration of Independence, and it talks about the laws of nature and of nature's God. And then it talks about how our rights, our unalienable rights, are endowed by their creator unto us. And then I go, after the three quarters of the usurpations concerning King George the Tyrant, it's interesting at the very end that our forefathers talk about how, with a firm reliance on the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. And I was talking on the radio today, and that came up, and I just thought, man, I mean, I just don't understand how it is that there are some in this country that don't believe that we're a Christian nation, which it doesn't matter if they believe or not. But the fact of the matter is, some of these people, we could transport them to the sun, and they still wouldn't see it because they have their eyes closed so tightly. And concerning who we are, where we came from, and, you know, the future as to where we're going, we really need to put our feet back down on the premise of understanding who we are and where we came from, because we know that people are simply destroyed for lack of knowledge.
And I think it's so important that people understand that America is different, or at least it was different than other nations, because, of course, we had this concept that freedom came from God. We were answerable to God and not to government, and certainly the policies were never to be determined at the national level, but at the state level, because it would be far harder to control the policies of 50 individual states. And then, of course, even at the state level, most policies dealing with life, liberty, and property were to be taken care of at the local level. entirely different. It's exactly the reverse of what exists in most countries today. Bradley, go ahead.
That's exactly right. It's also interesting to note, piggybacking what you're saying there again, Stan, is the fact that it was John Kennedy, President John F. Kennedy, who rightly said, think not that your rights come from the generosity of the state. They come not from the generosity of the state, but from the hand of God.
Hold that thought.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulating coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order Garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life, lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Bradley Dean. And Bradley is going to be talking about why America is different. And, of course, we have lost this because it's no longer taught in our schools. It's no longer taught from our pulpits. It's certainly not mentioned by our politicians. And yet it is the foundation of our nation. And if you read our founding documents, you'll find it certainly vividly described there. Go right ahead, Bradley.
Well, talking about the Black Robe Regiment, those that preceded our forefathers. Folks, when you go back to the Mayflower and you look at our forefathers, our ancestors that came over here before the forefathers that are so popular today, the Thomas Jeffersons, the John Adams, the George Washingtons, the James Madisons and the such, well, there was something called the Black Regiment. And when we look at the Black Regiment, we need to keep in mind who they were. And by the way, they were named the Black Regiment by the tyrant King George. He was trying to polarize them by demonizing them, by labeling them the Black Robed Regiment, which, by the way, these preachers of the day that preceded our forefathers, they looked at that as a badge of honor. But what's interesting, friends, what I want to do is I want to give you a little history from a French historian reporting to the French Senate in the 1800s concerning what made America great. And it was Alex de Tocqueville, who was a French historian, who went to America, and this is what he said concerning America and what made America great back during the foundations of our country and the founding of our country. He said, "I went at your bidding and passed along thoroughfares of trade. I ascended their mountains and went down their valleys." He said, "I visited their manufacturers, their commercial markets, and their emporiums of trade." He said, "I entered their judicial courts and legislative halls, but I sought everywhere in vain for the secret of their success until I entered the church. It was there, as I listened to the soul equalizing, the soul elevating principles of the gospel of Christ, as they fell from Sabbath to Sabbath upon the masses of the people, that I learned why America was so great and free and why France was a slave." If you remember rightly, friends, it was the third president of the United States, Thomas Jefferson, that was asked to make distinction between European form of government and American form of government. And Thomas Jefferson said the difference between European government and American government was the difference between heaven and hell. And maybe that will shed some light on the American, ideals as to who we are and the responsibility and that which is required of us and what has been given unto us by our Creator. But let me lay a premise before I get into the Black Robe Regiment to kind of paint the picture over the next 45 minutes. It was Woodrow Wilson, love him or hate him, the 20th president of the United States, who said this. He said, "We're trying to do a futile thing if we don't know where we came from or what we've been about. America was born a Christian nation. America was born to exemplify the devotions to the elements of righteousness, which are derived from the revelations of Holy Scripture." And just to clarify that and to parallel that with the founding documents, namely the Declaration of Independence, as I said during the first segment, friends, when you look at the documentation, God is mentioned several times just in the Declaration of Independence. If you go to the preceding document, which was called the Mayflower Compact, friends, it smacked at the pulpit from A to Z. And so in saying that, again, just understand who we are and where we came from. It gave us what we have. That's why in the country of Moses, a leader of divine law the way that they do in the state of Minnesota. And so anyways, getting back to my point, friends, it was Thomas Jefferson said, "If a nation expects to be ignorant and free," he said, "it expects what never was and never will be." Most people don't know the flags that were flying during the Revolutionary War were appeal to heaven and no king but King Jesus. See, they were throwing off a tyrant. And again, going back to the Declaration of Independence, three quarters of that documentation are our forefathers throwing off the tyrant named King George. And three quarters of that document, my friends, are the usurpations committed on the colonies by the king. So again, we need to understand our foundations and what they're about. 25 of the 56 signers had seminary degrees, and the least religious signer we had, or I'm sorry, the founder we had was Thomas Paine, who rightly was over in France rebuking scientists who were attempting to take just praise that belonged to God unto themselves. So that was the least religious of our forefathers back in the day. Now, it's interesting, when we go to the Washington Monument in Washington, D.C., on the aluminum tip of the capstone is the Latin phrase, Laus Deo, which means, well, it says, praise be to God. And along the stairway to the heights are 195 carved tributes donated by states, cities, individuals, associations, and foreign governments. The blocks resound all the way up to the tip of aluminum tip, I'm sorry, the capstone at the Washington Monument on the stairwells are Holiness to the Lord, Exodus 28, Search the Scriptures, John 5:39, The Memory of the Just is Blessed, Proverbs 10:7, and such invocations as may heaven to this union continue its benefits. And friends, also keep in mind that all state preambles start out acknowledging God Almighty in all 50 states. As I said earlier, Moses and the Ten Commandments on the back of the United States Supreme Court building, and right under him where he's holding the two tablets, one in each hand, it states, "Justice, the guardian of liberty." When you go to the Liberty Bell, inscription on our Liberty Bell states, "And proclaim liberty throughout all the land unto all the inhabitants thereof." And keep in mind, Charles D. Montesquieu, one of those that helped along with John Locke, and we had another signer as well, who was the founder, who had rightly said that liberty is the right to do what the law permits. And friends, again, we need to keep in mind that was William Blackstone. And so it states on the Liberty Bell, it simply states this. It says, and proclaim liberty throughout all the land unto all the inhabitants thereof. That's Leviticus 25:10. When you go to Lady Liberty in New York City, it has liberty enlightening the world with broken chains at her feet. The torch simplifies eternal vigilance is the price of liberty, the eternal flame. In her left hand, she holds a tablet. The tablet is the Declaration of Independence. Where did you derive your rights from again, friends? From your Creator. And again, as I said, at her feet is a broken chain simplifying we are a free country. And keep in mind as well, friends, we got Lady Liberty from none other than the French as a gift. Now, interestingly enough, we have the Matrix of Liberty, which is in Massachusetts, and it's about a block and a half away from the Plymouth Rock where the Mayflower landed back in the 1600s. And when you go to look at the Matrix of Liberty, this was actually supposed to take precedence over the Statue of Liberty, but for some reason it did not. And what it is, friends, is it's an octagonal statue. It's huge, and it's in a residential area. And for the most part, people have no understanding of this history because it's out of sight and out of mind when it should take precedent in understanding who we are and who helped establish and who did establish this country. But when you look at this statue, the Matrix of Liberty, the first thing that you see, it's a woman called Faith. And she's a 36-foot classical draped female standing with one foot on Plymouth Rock, meaning and simplifying that they conquered in Christ Jesus. She's holding an open Bible in her left hand while her right hand is lifted up to heaven. And you got to keep in mind, friends, that the pilgrims were the children of the Reformation with Christ as their mediator and the Bible as the source of their wisdom. And when you look at this woman named Faith, it's interesting, the architect, Hammett Billings, wrote, she looks downward as if to those she is addressing, seeming to call them to trust in a higher power. In other words, lead you to Christ Jesus. Another portion of this octagonal statue is morality. And when you look at her, it's a woman holding the tablet of the Ten Commandments in her left hand and the scroll of Revelation in her right. And on one side of the throne is the prophet Moses. Again, listen carefully, friends. You're based on common law in this country, the Mosaic Institution. In her, on the one side of the throne is the prophet Moses holding the tablets of the law and looking towards heaven. And on the other side is an evangelist writing in a book. Going to another portion of this octagonal statue, Matrix of Liberty, is education. Education is draped. It's a draped woman pointing to a book in her lap, and the small figures in the niches to the right and left of her chair represent, listen carefully, wisdom and youth. Going to another portion of this octagonal statue, law is portrayed as a draped male also holding a book, and in his chair is supported by a justice, a woman with scales and a sword, and mercy. It's interesting, friends. We don't hear of none of this stuff. Let me go to my favorite portion of this octagonal statue. His name is Liberty. And Liberty is a helmeted male draped with a lion skin, cradling a sword in his right arm and holding a broken chain in his left. Again, throwing off a tyrant and remaining free. That's the simplification of the broken chain. Now, if you look a little bit closer, the figures and niches on the sides on his chair represent peace, a woman holding a horn containing food and drink, and tyranny, a king laid low, it states. And these are to mean and to symbolize peace resting under the protection of liberty, tyranny having been thrown and overthrown by its power. And this is my favorite portion on the back side of this octagonal statue. It says, national monument to the forefathers erected by a grateful people in remembrance of their labors, sacrifices, and sufferings for the cause of civil and religious liberty. And also keep in mind, friends, bringing it home, hundreds of thousands of men and women have fought, bled, and died to ratify the Constitution of the United States of America. Going to Arlington Cemetery, what do you see? You see Christian crosses over the heads of our men and women that sacrificed their all to give us a gift called freedom, both in the natural and the spiritual. In the spiritual, that's exactly what Jesus Christ did for us. Here in his love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his son to be a propitiation a propitiation for the sins of the world, a sacrifice, an appeasement for the sins of the world.
And basically, ladies and gentlemen, America was founded by Christians as a Christian nation with a power the central government was limited so men could be free. We do not teach this in school anymore because, of course, they've taken over our educational system and they've taken over our churches and they control the media. It's time we took America back, because if we don't, we're going to lose freedom forever.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it, taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now, 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess it's Bradley Dean. Bradley, go right ahead with your story and the background, certainly, of the Black Regiment, and certainly this idea that America was to be unique because the power of government was going to be limited so men could be free.
Amen. The fundamental basis of this nation's laws was given to Moses on the Mount, the fundamental basis of our Bill of Rights. come from the teachings we get from Exodus and St. Matthew, from Isaiah and St. Paul. I don't think we emphasize that enough these days, said President Harry Truman. He goes on, if we don't have a proper fundamental, foundational moral background, we will finally end up with a totalitarian government which does not believe in the rights for anybody except the state. And we can see that's exactly what that worked today. Now, going back to those that, well, were the breakers to our forefathers, they were the preachers of the day, friends. I can give you that quote one more time by Alex de Tocqueville, a French historian. When he reported to the French Senate in the 1800s, he said this when coming to America. He said, I went at your bidding and passed along their thoroughfares of trade. I ascended their mountains and went down their valleys. I visited their manufacturers, their commercial markets, and emporiums of trade. He said, I entered their judicial courts and legislative halls, but I sought everywhere in vain for the secret of their success until I entered the church. It was there. He said, it was the secret of their success. He said, as I listened to the soul equalizing and soul elevating principles of the gospel of Christ, as they fell from Sabbath to Sabbath of the masses of the people, that I learned why America was great and free and why France was a slave. And when we look at the rise and fall of other nations as well, friends, we can see that that's exactly the case. It's exactly what we're seeing in this country. I shared not too long ago that we have the longest standing constitution in modern history. And going back to France, during the French Revolution, over 10 years after the American Revolution, they're in their 15th constitution, but America, you're still in your first. When you look at Brazil, they're in their 7th constitution, you're still into your first. Poland's into their 6th constitution since 1921, you're still into your first. Afghanistan's into their 5th constitution since 1918, you're still into your first. And Russia's got the 4th constitution, they're in their 4th constitution since 1918, friends, and you're still into your first. Who could do anything like that? Now, in saying that, speaking of the Black Regiment, the breakers that went out to establish what we have today, because God has shed his grace upon us, has meaning. It wasn't a few years ago that I'd spent some time with Dr. Kennedy, Dr. D. James Kennedy from Coral Ridge Ministries out in Florida there. It was interesting that Dr. Kennedy had actually told me at one point, he had said, now just keep in mind he was in his, towards the end of his life. He passed away about 5 to 7 years ago. And interestingly enough, he had had a pastoral meeting out to his church. Leaders from all over the world came to his church for this conference. And he was being protested by the homosexuals at that time because they wanted to marry each other. And interestingly enough, a pastor had come up to Dr. Kennedy and said, Dr. Kennedy, I'm just curious to know, why is your church being protested? And he said back to me, he said, you mean your church isn't being protested? And friends, we need to keep in mind that Protestant has meaning. Now, going back to D. James Kennedy again and understanding who the Black Regiment are and were in the present, because there's still those that carry the spirit of Christ the same way that our forefathers did, namely the Black Regiment. But interestingly enough, it was this Dr. G. James Kennedy, who preaches to the world 7 days a week, who had rightly pointed his finger at the camera, and he said 4,000 babies a day are going to be murdered because over 300,000 pulpits across the country and the world, he was speaking of America at that particular time, remained silent. In other words, he was making the reference that the churches are called to be the light of the world. They're called to preach from the housetops, when in fact, when they should stand up, they sit down. When they should war, they capitulate in the face of their enemies. He also was making the point that the greatest advocate to the abortion industry in America today is the professed church. It's not the church. We need to keep in mind, Jesus always made distinction between the sheep and the goats. And speaking of the Black Regiment, when we look at the history of the Black Regiment, friends, it is not what you are seeing today. These men thundered from the pulpits. You know, the Bible says that we're called to be ministers of the flames of fire. These men were on fire, and the world knew that they were on fire. And they understood the power of God. They understood who God was. They didn't just talk about him. They walked in the presence of God, and everybody knew it. And interestingly enough, going back to my point here, when we look at the homosexual agenda, speaking of the Black Regiments and the spirit of the Black Regiments, which is alive forevermore because we all know it comes from Christ, the line of the tribe of the Judah. It's interesting that even looking at the homosexual agenda today, the greatest advocate to the homosexual agenda in this country is the church in America, which again is the lack of Christianity.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment with Bradley Dean here at Radio Liberty.
Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order Garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Bradley Dean. And listen, we're talking about the Black Regiment. We're talking about why America is different. Bradley was just talking certainly about the homosexual marriage issue. We must understand that the major force behind the homosexual agenda is not the homosexuals. Sure. It is certainly the demonic forces that promote homosexuality. But a lot of these people, or most of them, are not homosexuals themselves. But they're using this as a great diversion, and we focus our attention on homosexual marriage rather than on the really important issues that are destroying the moral and infrastructure of our country. Yeah, Bradley, before we go on, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with your website, get your information, and help disseminate it.
If you'd like to check out our website, it is sonsoflibertyradio.com. We do radio 6 days a week, an hour a day from 2 to 3 Central Standard Time, and on Saturdays from 2 to 4. That again is sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to see what we've done in over 350 high schools in 24 different states across the country, you can go to youcanruninternational.com. Youcanruninternational.com. We got a 8-hour documentary that was just finished by James Gillette not too long ago. And James Gillette's actually the guy that worked with Steven Spielberg on the Jaws reunion. So it is second to none. And then we just finished a comic book called My War, which you have, Stan, and it was just done by Danny Bulinati about 2 years ago. But again, it's second to none. He's a comic artist with DC Comics and Marvel Comics. So again, you can run international.com and or sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Okay, fine. And go right ahead, Bradley.
I just think, you know, we need to understand, just like James Wilson rightly said, that, you know, politics and religion are twin sisters. They're not one without the other. It's interesting, Dr. Benjamin Rush, the signer of the Declaration of Independence, has said, you know, I've been called an aristocrat. And he said, I've been called a Democrat. He said, I'm neither. He said, I'm a Christocrat. He understood his foundation. And if we go back to some of our founding forefathers again, even going up to the seventh president of the United States, Andrew Jackson, he's the guy that said the Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests. And then Thomas Jefferson, going back to the third president, he said the Bible is the cornerstone for liberty in America. And we've heard completely contrary, on the contrary, is to the fruit of these men, completely opposite of who they are. Everything that contradicts who they really were. It's interesting. That's what has been thrown on the American people, and they've been dummied down because they haven't done their own due diligence to find out the facts for themselves. So that's why we are where we're at today. But going back to John Adams, the second president of the United States, listen carefully as to what he said about the church. He said the church is called to be the moral compass of society. And what I was talking about right during the last segment was the fact that Dr. Kennedy was pointing his finger at the camera saying that 4,000 babies are murdered every day in this country because over 300,000 pulpits remain silent. When you look at the homosexual agenda, it's there, friends, gay marriage. It's there because over 300,000 pulpits in America remain silent. And wasn't it Edmund Burke that rightly said that evil prevails because good men do nothing? You know, the fact of the matter is what we have in the pulpits in this country, for the most part, friends, are hirelings. And you see them conceding to every form of immorality being thrown on us by the culture. Instead of the church leading the way today, the way we used to, and we still should, and there are those that still are, what they're doing is they're just succumbing to the culture, when in fact they got it completely backwards. We show our allegiance to the Christ who died for us, not to men. And if you remember right, it was John and Peter that said it's better to obey God than man. And we're also here for the very purpose of overcoming evil with good. Romans 12:21, which precedes Romans 13, so put that in context. But going back again, friends, to the Black Regiment, those that preceded our forefathers, I want you to listen carefully, because when you look at government and you see how corrupt government is, friends, the guilt is laid at the foot of the church, the door of the church. And why do you say that, Bradley? Because when you look at again, you go to Washington, D.C., you see all of our Christian heritage everywhere, inside, outside. You just can't miss them on the rotundas, Thomas Jefferson, going inside of Senate, going to the Supreme Court, going to Arlington Cemetery. God, the Father, and Jesus Christ, his name is everywhere. And that's great that he has not left himself without witness. He's just looking for the people to respond to his commandments, not his suggestions. But when we look at the corruption in government, friends, we have to take the blame ourselves, because if God has given us grace to see what the problem is, that means that we are the ones then that are responsible to right the wrongs. And it's not enough for us to complain about what's wrong. It's really time for those that do have an insight as to what's going on, and they see the errors of what's going on in our country, both in the church and in the government. Well, you know, it's time to lead the way, and that's what we need to do. But listen to what Reverend Charles Finney said back in the 1700s. He said this: brethren, our preaching will bear its legitimate fruits. If more immorality prevails in the land, the fault is ours in a great degree. Speaking of the church, he said, if there's a decay of conscience, the pulpit is responsible for it. If the public press lacks moral discretion, he said, the pulpit is responsible for it. He said, if the church is degenerate and worldly, he said, the pulpit again is responsible for it. If the world loses its interest in Christ and religion, the pulpit is responsible for it. He goes on, if Satan rules in our halls of legislation, he said, the pulpit is responsible for it. He said, if our politics become so corrupt that the very foundations of our government are ready to fall away, he again said, the pulpit is responsible for it. And friends, when we look at this, How deprived is the understanding of the modern church when it comes to its own history? They don't know where they came from. And it's interesting as well, friends, just being black and white here for you, because I love you enough to tell you the truth. Jesus said, as many as I love, I rebuke and I chasten, therefore be zealous and repent. What happened to the message of repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand? What happened to the message of go and sin no more? What we have been taught is a lawless gospel. And if you want to know who's responsible for the anarchy in the United States of America, both within the church and within government, the guilt lies at the foot of the church, friends, because they have failed to be the light of the world. This is not the black regiment. And I'm showing you a strong contrast. John Wesley, the great field preacher, used to preach 90% law, 10% grace. I'm going down the same channel. And speaking of which, how do you contrast the modern church with the John Knoxes of the world? The Scottish reformer. Mary Queen of Scots said this of John Knox, the one man that said one man with God is always in the majority. The man was a prophet of God, and he was a reformer. She said of John Knox, that one man, she said, I fear his prayers more than I fear all the armies of Europe. How do you reconcile that with the modern church in America, friends? You can't. You can't whatsoever. When you look at a man like Hudson Taylor, he said, every work of God is first it's impossible, then it's difficult, then it's done. How do you reconcile that with what you see today? Because you see most, as a matter of fact, the average youth pastor in America, he lasts for about 6 months. How many pastors are falling by the wayside for immorality, friends? And it shows you what they're feeding on, because it's becoming manifest day in and day out. And by the way, friends, the effeminate hirelings in the pulpits, and those that have infiltrated the pulpits, they have no business occupying the pulpits. Mariah Woodworth Eder, again, going back to the 1800s, turning over into the 1900s, she said the man that wants to be in the pulpit is called of the devil. The man that doesn't want to be in the pulpit, he's called of God. She understands, and she understands what a man of God is to do when he's called by the Spirit of God, because God doesn't use us for our abilities, friends. He uses us for our avail abilities. And there's too many men in the pulpits today, friends, that want to be there. And that's the problem. We want men that don't want to be there that will get the job done, because we know that as many are led by the Spirit of God, yea, these are sons of God. And going back again to the black regiment, when you look at what's going on in America, I can see why the enemies of America aren't so encouraged, because instead of preaching against sin, transgression of God's law, 1 John 3:4. These hirelings accept sin. They attempt to cut grace, read Isaiah 30. So doing, they teach their congregants to war against a just and a holy God. They don't understand that the Holy Ghost comes to convict of sin, righteousness, and judgment. You know, interestingly enough, I was at a museum on the East Coast a couple of years back, and there was a picture of a king. And the king had a sword in his hand, and he was prodding his soldiers in the back to get him back in the battle. And when you look up the word comforter in Old English, it means to be pushed along in war. And that's exactly what we're called to do. When you read the book of Acts, the black regiment understood the book of Acts. They understand that there's going to be tumults, there's going to be uproars. You know, these are the men, speaking to the disciples now, 11 of the 12 were martyred, but it's interesting to note that these were the men that were accused of being seditious. These were the men that were accused of turning the world upside down, friends. But I want to tell you something. They weren't turning the world upside down. They were turning it up the way it was supposed to be turned. It was supposed to be turned directly up in the direction that they were bringing it forth, because they wanted the face of heaven to shine down upon their efforts, and that's exactly what they did. But when you look in the book of Acts, friends, you see through many trials and tribulations do we enter into the kingdom of heaven, and the black regiment understood that. They understood the power of God unto salvation. And when you see this today, friends, you hear very little use of the law of God, which is the schoolmaster to bring men unto Christ. The gospel that they preach is not a gospel at all. And we need to understand as well that Jesus Christ was a preacher of circumcision. He was Romans 15:8. He was preaching the law to the Jews who knew the law. We are Gentiles. We need to be taught the law. Romans 3. I want you to hear this carefully. Again, I'm sorry for laying so hard on what's going on in this country, friends, but the church in America needs to be duly rebuked. And the problem is they won't take their rebuke. They won't take their own correction. Now, they're coming out of the closets now from the pulpits, and they're trying to get everybody to accept them for who they are. Which I'll tell you what, Jesus will accept you for who you are, but when you get to him, you better come back as you are changed. And therein lies the problem. How many people are changed? They say that they're born of the Spirit of God when in fact you see no fruit whatsoever of the Spirit of God. But the black regiment, that's all you could see was the Spirit of God. I mean, when again we look at the pulpits in America today, I can see why the enemies of God are encouraged. Because again, we have so many effeminate people preaching from the pulpit. Same glasses, same attitude, same haircuts, same message. They don't want to offend. And what's interesting is when you look up the word Webster's 1828, the word offend means anything contrary to God's moral law. So if I go out and offend somebody, I'm not looking to offend purposely. But they're going to be convicted of their sin, righteousness, and judgment, John 16. And if they're offended and they repent for their sins before a just and a holy God, then you know what? There's another one that is marked off for the purposes in the kingdom of heaven. And that is what our job is. John Wesley, again, the field preacher, speaking of the black regiment, those that preceded our forefathers, friends. He's the guy that said, when I preach, either men are going to get angry or they're going to get saved. There is no in-between. And that's exactly right. Now, what I want to do is I want to contrast the preachers who thundered from America's pulpits before, during, and after the Revolutionary War, calling the colonists and causing them to stand up in the face of tyranny because the British labeled them as the much-feared black-robed regiment. See, friends, the British were not the only ones who recognized them as the bulwarks of America's independence. And I want you to listen to what Bishop Charles Galloway said in 1898. He said, "Mighty men they were, of iron nerve and strong hand and unblanched cheek and heart of flame. God needed not reeds shaken by the wind, not men clothed in soft raiment," Matthew 11:7-8, "but heroes of hardihood and lofty courage, and such were the sons of the mighty who responded to the divine call." Now, does that sound like anything that we see today? Absolutely not. Where are the men of God and the women of God that are going to stand up, as we say in Minneapolis here, and do this stuff? You know, it's interesting, Stan, I talk to national leaders quite a bit, and it's sad to say, but I want to speak forth the truth on your show here tonight, that there's so many national leaders that I can identify the problems, but there's fewer yet that are willing to actually sacrifice themselves to bring forth the future for our posterity. Over and over and over again, what I deal with is the fact that there are so many that see the problem, but there's so few that are willing to actually stand up and say, you know what? I see that he died for me. I'm going to live for him. What I see is I see a whole mess of leaders across this country. And might I also add, the higher I go in leadership across this country, the more I understand why we are where we're at today. Because there is a whole lot of talk going on, and there's very, very, very little doing going on. And what we need to do is take a lesson from the Christ that we've seen in the black regiment of those that preceded our forefathers. I also want to say historian Alice Baldwin, she said in 1918, she said during the Constitutional Convention and the written Constitution, she said they were the children of the pulpit. Again, that's not what we're hearing today. Historian B.F. Moore said in 1864, he said the ministers of the Revolution were, like their Puritan predecessors, bold and fearless in the cause of their country. No class of men contributed more to carry forward the revolution and to achieve our independence than did the ministers, the preachers. When I'm on tour, friends, what's interesting, especially on the East Coast, you see almost every church billboard, "Come in for revival, come in for revival, come in for revival." Listen, you can't revive what isn't dead. And the problem with the church in America is they haven't repented. So therefore, if we're looking for a revival, we better understand revival comes when a people have repented before a just and a holy God who is judging America today. And I also want to say this. John Wesley said, "I set myself on fire every morning so the world can come watch me burn. You don't need to sell fire. Fire is contagious. It spreads on its own. And when we walk accordingly as the Lord commands us, he said, you will be ministers of the flames of fire. And he said, the world will, they will know who you are. And they will know who you belong to. And friends, we again just need to look to our spiritual predecessors, those that were willing to be used as breakers to make way for the Lord. The Constitutional Convention, the written Constitution, the children of the pulpit. When is the last time, friends, we've ever heard anything like that? Again, we need to get back to our spiritual roots, understand who we are and where we came from. And I'll tell you what, the closer we get to the Lord, we understand what David understood, the temple of the Lord and the power of the Holy Ghost in Christ. I'll tell you what, we're not anything other than the presence of God in our life. And I'll tell you this, just like those that went before us, they didn't talk about God, friends. They knew God. And I always like this, remember, God is willing to give the church what it's willing to fight for.
Roger, I'm going to have to interrupt you. It's been a wonderful, wonderful program. Thank you very much.
Thank
remember,
you.
Ladies and gentlemen, when a nation turns against God, God turns against that nation. America has turned against God, and we have a very real problem. Join us in this effort to re-educate the American people. God bless you. Thanks for being with us, Bradley.
Thank you, Stan.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metal, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum advised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and we do hope you enjoyed the talk given by Bradley Dean this evening, because we really are in a spiritual battle. America was different because America was founded on the concept that our freedoms came from God. For we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal and endowed by the Creator with certain unalienable rights, among which are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And it was basically to ensure that those rights, that the United States was created as an individual government. But basically, of course, the whole idea was to ensure the freedom of the people. They were going to limit the power of the federal government because they knew, they recognized the fact that even back in 1776, there was a subversive element that wanted to take control of our government, tied into the Bank of England at that time. And of course, they were at that work. Actually, it's certainly not a prominent force in America. They did form the first central bank, the second central bank. But under Andrew Jackson and in the 1830s, why, they did away with the central bank. And they were able then to have a free society where people could do what they wanted to. And certainly people were limited at the state and the local level. And the 45th of the Federalist Papers said, you know, that the matters dealing with life, liberty, and property were to be taken care of at the state and local level, and that's exactly what happened. And we had the most productive society that has ever existed. But that has all changed because a small subversive group now controls both political parties. They control the six major banks that control 67% of the financial assets of America. And don't take my word for it. Go up on the internet and Google in six banks control 67% financial assets U.S. You find out that J.P. Morgan Chase, Morgan Stanley, certainly Goldman Sachs, Bank of Citigroup, Bank of America, Wells Fargo actually controls 67% of the financial assets. And they can certainly, through that, they're able to control most of the 100 major corporations. They control the major media outlets. And if you doubt that, we have a book called The New Media Monopoly, written by a left-wing professor. And you can get the book by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927, the book of the New Media Monopoly. And, of course, to understand who they are, who this group is who control both political parties, you need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, subtitled The True Story of the Murder on the Orient Express. Brotherhood of Darkness will be sufficient, though. You call 1-800-544-8927. Now, we need your financial support to maintain our network of stations. 5 hours a day, 5 days a week as we reach out across America. But you need to get people to listen to our programs, and they can get them if they don't have access to a radio station or shortwave. They can get us on the internet at Sydney at radioliberty.com. www.radioliberty.com. Get them to start listening. We have people listening all over the world. But we need the people here in America to understand and to get involved in the political process. We've got to take control of America back. We've got to get the people involved. The people want to just live their lives and be left alone. Ladies and gentlemen, they're about to precipitate a major financial crisis in America. It's not a matter of if, but when, and you'll learn a lot about that during the next hour. Whether our next guest is correct, Terry Cook, I don't know, timing-wise, but I do know the crisis is coming. And if you have not certainly done everything you can to prepare yourself, prepare your friends and others, then you are going to be at least in part responsible for the terrible things that are going to happen. This is not imaginary, it's real. Please pray for America. Remember our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Please pray for America. Pray for revival, but pray for Radio Liberty, our provision and our protection. Thank you.
from the mountains to the prairie.
This is Arthur Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king, but in the battle for the survival of Christian civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you that the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Terry L. Cook. And Terry was good enough to come on an emergency basis to do our afternoon program. We're going to be doing a very, very similar program this evening because, of course, the material that he's covering, Sydney, is true. And Sydney, you can't change truth. And Terry thinks, and well, I'm going to let Terry tell you what he believes, and I believe that he may be right. I'm not saying he is right. We're just going to have to wait and see. Terry Cook, thank you so very much for being with us again and helping us out this afternoon and again this evening.
Thank you very much, Dr. Stan. It's a pleasure to be back on the air. And, you know, during the last program, I specifically was criticized by one of the callers for not being specific enough and being too general. And I'd like to make an overall statement that you and I have been studying this stuff roughly over 25 years, and it's extremely difficult to get very specific during a one-hour radio show. And so my effort is to help people. I don't sell that many books. My efforts today, I'm investing 2 hours in radio shows to essentially help people. The book sales that follow these radio shows are minimal. So it's my time in an effort as a Christian brother is to help people understand what's going on. Now, having said that, I have numerous books that are available on the internet through Amazon.com that are the result of 25 years of doing radio and television and studying and in an effort to help people come to Christ and also understand what's happening in light of Christ's word. Our Bible. So that's what I'm going to do tonight is be a little bit more specific because
Terry, one of this gentleman's criticism was you talked about certain United Nations vehicles moving around the United States, and he said, look, I haven't seen any United Nations vehicles. I certainly say that means that certainly that if I haven't seen them and I don't think most people have seen them, that they're really not there. Why are you creating all this fear-mongering? And so I asked you very specifically, I mean, certainly, where is the evidence for this? And, of course, what you should have commented was this, it's up on the Internet. People are commenting on this. You can find this, actually, on the Internet where people are talking about this, can't you, Terry?
Yes, and that's what we're trying to do here, Stan, is we're trying to inject enough information over the airwaves so that people can do their own research. And also,
but this man didn't really want to do the research.
No, they don't.
Criticize you.
Yeah.
Basically, of course, the thing is that I haven't seen any UN vehicles. I don't know that you've seen them, but other people have.
Well,
they've reported on the internet. Or have you seen any UN vehicles?
I myself recently have not. I live in a smaller town in Spokane, Washington, okay? But when I first did radio with you in the early 90s, Dr. Stan, I saw them moving around where I lived in Cathedral City near Palm Springs, California. That's where I'm from originally, not Palm Springs, but Southern California. And they were moving around all over the place through the Banning Pass, railroads adjacent to the interstates, and so on. But now I live in a smaller area, and we just don't see UN vehicles cruising through Spokane with 700,000 people here. So they are moving around, and all you have to do, and we didn't have time to get into it because the radio show had concluded, but I was trying to tell this gentleman, all he has to do is get on the internet and Google UN vehicle movements, foreign troop movements, and everything, and there's more than he wants to read there, you see. But here's the thing, these things just really upset people. And they don't
hold
really...
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment with Terry Cook here at Radio Liberty.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order Garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly a number of financial experts, people who I really put a great deal of confidence in, have really stuck their necks out and said that they thought that there would be a major financial catastrophe coming later this year. And I certainly I discount a lot of things I see because I don't know what the timing is. I know there's going to be some major financial problems because you can't keep spending trillions of dollars you don't have. Remember when Barack Obama became president, the national debt was $10.7 trillion. Today it's over $17.5 trillion, moving towards $17.6 trillion. And basically, of course, where we are going to be having a serious financial collapse. You can't spend a trillion or a couple of trillion dollars more every year than you're taking in indefinitely. Question is not when it's going to, not if it's the crisis is coming, but when. Well, Terry has some very strong ideas. Terry, you pick up the story.
Well, most people just don't want to accept what's happening and what has happened to America, Dr. Stan. You know that, and I know that. It's a hard message to impart to folks. that they need to get ready for a drastic change in our nation's life and in our personal lives. And that's just over the horizon. For example, you just mentioned that, you know, Obama is spending us into oblivion. Well, that's a planned communist strategy called the Cloward-Tibbins strategy. And the two college professors that came up with that were Cloward and Piven at Columbia University, basically a communist school, where also Obama allegedly attended, but nobody could prove he was there, but he got a degree from that place. And so the Cloward-Tibbins team, they were husband and wife, but they kept their original name, you know, their born name, Cloward and Piven. And they came up with this concept that a targeted nation can be made to spend itself to death, you see? And so Obama absorbed that communist principle, and that's what he's doing. And this is why he goes on a $10 million golf game every month or whatever, and he just keeps spending us into oblivion because it's a communist effort to destroy us economically, and then that creates a revolution. And a revolution, of course, is resolved by martial law.
And I think it's important to understand that we are under attack today by a subversive element, and basically they are intentionally destroying the economic infrastructure of this country. The average individual finds this difficult to believe. We live in the most wonderful society, and we really do, ladies and gentlemen. 148 million Americans are getting some sort of government checks, Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, housing allotments, certainly student loans, all of these various sundry things, 148 million Americans. No country has ever had the prosperity that we have, but of course it's not going to last. The whole house of cards is coming down. And I simply remember those names, Cloward and Piven, because they basically said we can destroy America from within economically, simply spending it to oblivion. And that's exactly what the leaders of both political parties are doing, because remember, certainly the people who control both political parties are part and parcel of what I call the Brotherhood. And the Brotherhood, of course, is behind communism and socialism and fascism. They know exactly what they're doing. And I think when they've destroyed the moral foundation of this nation, and when a nation turns against God, God eventually brings judgment, and I fear it's coming. But go right ahead, Terry.
You're absolutely right, Stan. And so if people are hearing these generalities tonight, and they want more specifics, get your very, but please buy Dr. Stan's very fine book, The Brotherhood of Darkness. There you have, what, 300 pages of names, dates, places, specific details, who's doing it, why, and so forth, as we are just discussing these generalities. Or you can go to the internet and go to Amazon.com, click on the book section, and put the author's name, Terry L. Cook, that's me, by the way, and you'll come up with a few of these titles that I'm going to read. So I'm going to show you I've done my homework.
But now, let me just point out that Terry doesn't have any copies of his own book. We do. Beast Tech, it's an excellent book. Beast Tech, written by Terry Cook and Tom Horn, certainly is an outstanding book, and we still have it. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Get the book. It's an important source of information so you can better understand the events that are coming and perhaps are coming very soon. Go ahead.
Okay, so I'm going to just read a few titles of the books I've written over the last 20 years, Stan, so that people will know I've done my homework. One of them, and the most recent one, and I'm going to share a little bit of that toward the end of the hour, is Revolution. Communism is Satanism in Disguise. Because, you know, behind all these political uniforms and political programs is really a core belief in Satan. And that's what it is. Well, my book explains that very clearly. That once you get a grasp on that and understand that communism or fascism or all these other feudalism and all these other isms are really backed by a core belief of satanic belief in the devil, then you'll get a handle on the fact that the Book of Revelation is about to open up and the four horsemen are at the gate about to run. They're just waiting for the starting pistol. So one of my books is called Revolution, Communism, Satanism in Disguise. And the second book I'm going to share with you is what we're now discussing about economic collapse. And I wrote this book called Economic Collapse in the New World Order about a year after the 2008 collapse, which was totally orchestrated. So if you want some details on who created it, who done it, and they're still around and they're still leading our country in various capacities, then get my book, Economic Collapse in the New World Order, Final Warning. Then, of course, we just mentioned Beast Tech on the Mark of the Beast, which is an update from my original book that I've just republished with a new cover. So if you want my original book, my 1994 text, The Mark of the New World Order, with a new cover, just go to Amazon.com's books department and put in my name, Terry O. Cook, and you'll get The Mark of the New World Order, The Final 7 Years of World History. After that, I wrote a book in 1997 called Big Brother NSA, I think one of the first Christian books. Several other secular books were written on the NSA, being the Beast International Network, or Beast Tech, as Tom Horn and I said in our Beast Tech book. This international system, this matrix of cloud-controlling electronics, is really being orchestrated right through the National Security Agency headquartered in Fort Meade, Maryland. So I wrote this book, Big Brother NSA, the National Security Agency's Global Surveillance Network, in 1995. It's only sold 10,000 copies since 1997, but it's been absolutely right on the money. Now, another book I wrote about the gentleman in the White House is titled Obama's Nation. It's a 300-page book that you need to read. Obama's Nation, and the subtitle is Obama's Nation is Now a Communist Abomination. It's a little play on words there, but you need to read that book. If you really want to know what's going on and who that man is in the White House, you need my book, Obama's Nation. So then I've written another book on a different subject called Comrade Antichrist. And the reason I titled it Comrade Antichrist, Earth's Final Dictator, is he'll be a communist. Okay? The New World Order is world communism. And the guy who will lead it will be the son of the devil himself. He invented communism through Karl Marx and Lenin and et cetera, et cetera. So I've actually named him something rather unique. I've connected the spiritual insight God's given me to the political reality of what we face daily, and I've given you an interpretation that the Antichrist, this beast man of the apocalypse, Mr. 666, is actually going to be a communist and a Muslim, and the Muslims call him the 12th Imam Mahdi. And so he'll lead a global spiritual ecumenical movement, and it'll combine Mahdiism, that's their so-called Messiah. It'll combine Islam. It'll combine all the religions of the world, and then, of course, Christianity, they think. False Christianity, you see? And they're already merging. Islam is already merging with false Christianity, and they're calling it Chrislam. And a new temple is about to be built in Berlin, uniting Jewish beliefs, Christian beliefs, and Islamic beliefs into trying belief, because it is a trilateral belief in Satan indirectly right now, but directly in just a few years. So get my book, Comrade Antichrist. You'll understand all that connectivity. Now, another book I wrote is called Secret Codex Alimentarius 2010, Population Enslavement Through Global Food Control. Now, that book has only sold 3,000 copies since I wrote it in 2009, and yet one of the most important things you should understand is the fact that the food you eat is being altered purposely to poison and kill us. And I know that sounds crazy, okay? And the Nazis were involved in this whole program. It's secret Codex Alimentarius because it's really not that secret, it's just you haven't heard about it. But this international effort through Codex Alimentarius is an effort to control and poison our food. You need my book, Secret Codex Alimentarius 2010. It's a pretty eye-opening endeavor. Another book, if you want more specifics, is how martial law is going to be orchestrated through the Northern Command called NORTHCOM in Colorado. So I wrote a book, Police State, Northcom Rising, America's New Gestapo Military Dictatorship. And I wrote that in 2009, and it's happening right now. Two new commanders are being appointed by Obama to Northcom and NORAD in Colorado Springs, and they will run the martial law effort as soon as the economy collapses.
Okay, fine. And what about the Beast Tech?
Beast Tech can be obtained by calling Dr. Stan's number, and it basically is an updated version of my original Mark of the New World Order book.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in a moment.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it, taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now, 1-866-405-4000. 405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess it's Terry Cook. If you're out there in the listening audience, if you have a question or comment for Terry, our telephone number is 1 888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. That's here in the Central Coast of California. Terry, do you have a website you'd like to refer our listeners to?
Well, I did. I've taken it down. It was too expensive to maintain, and there was no financial support. No one was interested in helping me, so I've taken it down, Stan. But they can still get my books on Amazon.com. Go to the books section and simply put in my name, Terry O. Cook, and they're all right there. And we're going to share a few more titles with your permission here shortly.
You go right ahead.
Okay. Again, folks, if you want to understand what is about to happen, and I wrote this book in 2009, you need a copy of Northcom Rising by Terry L. Cook, America's coming police state orchestrated through the Northern Command in Colorado Springs. It's happening right now, and Obama just appointed two brand-new military commanders to Northcom and NORAD, and they've been combined now in Colorado Springs. You really need that book. It's going to happen here very shortly, and very few have written an actual book on Northcom and how it is going to be managing the police state that is coming in the very near future. Now, another thing you absolutely have to read, especially if you have young children that are being forced to receive vaccinations, and Dr. Stan is good at getting this kind of information out, I wrote a book called Murder by Injection because it's planned genocide. So Murder by Injection is another book you need, especially if you have children that are being forced to take inoculations, allegedly to help prevent that disease when it actually causes it.
Before we go on, let's go to John, who's calling us from Spokane. We'll get back to the books in a moment. John, do you have a question or comment?
I have a comment. Hi, Terry. I heard the program this afternoon. I heard that caller call in, and it's very clear. I'm a regular listener to Radio Liberty. I listen to it while I work at the shop, and it's very clear to me that he doesn't listen to Radio Liberty. He must have been like a first-time or a few-time listener. If he did, he would know that what you're saying is true based on all the guests, the compilation of material that Dr. Stan's guests bring to the table. It's very clear that what you're saying, there's so many examples that have been brought up on the show that would substantiate all your claims. So this guy was just, what he sounded like to me listening to him is somebody who's echoing the dissent when he's trying to wake other people up, and then he slammed by these people, and now he's become that dissent himself. And that's, you know, so now he's clamoring for give me specifics, because that's what he's getting back from the people that he's trying to wake up. So I'm with you. I can see all this unfolding. Currently, this ISIS stuff, it's so clear based on what Paul Williams has said.
Yes.
It's very clear what's coming. They're opening our borders wide open so that these guys can come. And then even today, I heard that now what ISIS is saying is because if we bomb, if the United States bombs ISIS, then they're going to seek their revenge on the United States. So then that gives a perfect setup for them now to come across our borders. And like what Paul Williams said, they're probably already here.
Oh yeah.
And then next thing you know, we have the same scenario here in the United States that that they have over in the Middle East, and it makes all sense with what Homeland Security's played up for and everything else. It just makes sense, and they'll collapse it all at the same time.
John, you're absolutely right. You ought to be on the radio teaching people as well, but it's not very profitable. I want you to know that.
No, and I run into exact same stuff. I try to tell people, and fortunately, we have Dr. Stan, and we have Joyce Riley, we have people like yourself that are taking a stand and putting it, and that we can refer people to. I've been on the front lines on other things, and you're out there, and you're the guy who's leading the charge, and you don't have anybody behind you, and you look and you go, okay, guys, you know, and then there's nobody there.
John, one slight correction. There's usually a dagger in your back behind you.
Right. Right. But
thank you for your Christian brotherhood and your support, my friend. I appreciate you very much.
And, okay, I would just simply point out how fortunate we are to have the American the Sunday Christian Network up there, ACN and Tom Reed, and the six stations. So at least we have a voice. Joyce is there, and we're there, and people can listen to Alex on the internet and all of our other friends on the internet. People have to commit themselves to getting the information and helping us get it out. John, thank you very much. God bless. Talk to you later.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order Garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Oh, this is Dr. Stan. We're back. Now we have a different Sean calling from Spokane. Hi, John. Do you have a question or comment?
Hi, Dr. Stan. Well, I've got a comment, I think, more than anything. I was able to hear the earlier show this afternoon with Terry Cook.
Right.
And I remember that he said that from time to time he's felt that he's had to leave off certain aspects of what he does just through discouragement or lack of support. And I wanted to tell him that just hang in there, because the Bible tells us, I looked up the verse here, it's in Romans 11:29. It says that the gifts and calling are without repentance. In other words, God gives gifts, spiritual gifts and ministry positions unto men. And sometimes we get discouraged, but we'll discover at the end of that discouragement, the ministry and the calling is still there. So I just wanted you to remain encouraged. I also had a suggestion for you, too. You mentioned that you've been having a little trouble selling the Beast Tech book, although you feel that it has a lot of good information and it's really up to date and everything.
Well, my publisher, John, my publisher is discontinuing it because it's not selling. I haven't personally had any difficulty. It's my publisher that is going to discontinue it because of poor sales. So, John, I appreciate your love and support, your Christian brotherly love and support very, very much, and your encouragement. But a lot of our ministries are supported by money. You know, money makes the world go round. It really does, and it's not the love of money that I'm interested, which is evil. It's just that money lubricates the airwaves and all of the other means by which we can communicate with people and get the word out. So that's the way the devil has attacked me. I mean, I've been beaten up with baseball bats for 25 years now. Sometimes so severely, I just had to back out for a while. And that's kind of what I'm doing right now. Dr. Stan and one other show in Florida are the only two shows I even accept doing. I get invitations daily, and I just won't do them anymore. My wife and I have been beat up so badly. So, John, I appreciate you very, very much. Thank you so much for the encouragement. But,
certainly.
I've been on the front line, and I'm a Vietnam vet, and I was National Guard captain, and I was in a police car for 6 years in Los Angeles. And then I've been fighting this spiritual warfare, and of all the combat I've been through, as it were, this is the worst. Satan has just come after me. Now, hey, listen, you've heard about all this IRS stuff that's going on with conservatives being audited in the Tea Party, right? Well, I used to be a Tea Party member. I'm not anymore, but my books are all over the internet. So guess what? The IRS is coming after me and auditing me with a vengeance right now as we speak. So I have an attorney in Spokane that's helping me fight the IRS. They're going after everything.
Okay. Okay. Well, thanks very much. Thanks
for
calling.
May I add another comment?
Sure. Go ahead.
Sure. Well, I was going to say that if you have trouble publishing it under the current name, Beast Tech,
John,
that may scare some people
off. John, stop right there. I have tried this for 25 years, lost $500,000. I'm not doing anything more, but I appreciate your encouragement. If you haven't tried it yourself, I encourage you to try it once or twice. It is not easy. It's very expensive. So I appreciate your encouragement very much, but I'm finished. I'm just doing a couple of radio shows with Dr. Stan because I love that brother. And Dr. Danny in Florida, because I love that brother. Other than that, I'm back in the business world until the full collapse happens, and I'm trying to help small businesses survive when the collapse happens. So I'm a business consultant full-time again.
Okay, John, thank you very much for your words of encouragement. And let's go to Sarah, who's calling from Tri-Cities. Go ahead, Sarah.
Okay, thank you for taking my call. I just wanted to ask Mr. Cook, What we need to do to prepare for martial law, and when do you think it will happen? And please give us specific suggestions of what we can do maybe to protect ourselves as much as possible and or to prepare. And when do you think this will happen?
Well, we're all just guessing, Sarah, and I was critiqued earlier for guessing. And all we're trying to do as Christian weathermen is read Scripture, read what's happening in the secular world, compare the two, and give people a rough weather report estimate. That's all we're doing. I think it may happen beginning in the final quarter of this year, probably October, because that's the devil's month. And if you study all the history of all the wars and all the economic collapses, the big one, not the little burps, you know, but the big one. And they tend to happen during the devil's month of October. Why? Because they're planned by the Satanists who rule the world, the Illuminati, the Luciferians. Plan evil things, dastardly deeds are done during the devil's death holidays in October. So it could be very well that this October may be such a time. If it isn't, praise the Lord, I'm not setting a date, then maybe we have another year. But prepare as if it's going to have an October, and if it doesn't, praise the Lord, but you should probably just get all the canned goods, all the bags of rice at Costco, just buy all the foods you possibly can afford and store it away very quietly. Now, if you really want to understand the martial law, again, get my book, NORTHCOM Rising. Just put in Terry L. Cook, NORTHCOM Rising. That means Northern Command. That's the whole military structure that's going to handle martial law, okay, through the Department of Homeland Security and the UN. So get that. That's about 250 pages. If you have children, Sarah, and it sounds like you're young enough that you probably have some children, you do not want them taking any vaccines, even though the schools will probably beat you up for not letting your children have the vaccine. May even throw them out of school. But get my book, Murder by Injection, The Coming Swine Flu Vaccine Genocide. Get my updated book, Big Brother 2010, that tells you about the latest stuff in the NSA, including that new facility in Utah, which is just about up and running, and that'll finish off the infrastructure for the cloud system. And then you want another book, Sarah, that will explain to you what Homeland Security really is. You know, the name Homeland Security came from the Nazis, Fatherland Security, and it's basically a rerun. So I've written a book called Homeland Insecurity. It's very insecure for us. Homeland Insecurity, Obama's New Civilian National Security Force. I've written another book called America's Communist Revolution, Terrifying Change Without Hope. Another book, I'm an anti-communist specialist, and I was an anti-communist specialist officer in the National Guard, and so I understand that plan, and I fought in Vietnam. So another book is called America's Enemy Within, The Communist Fifth Column, The New World Order's Treasonous and Seditious Subversion of America. I've written another book, which is out of print, called Food Armageddon. I have a couple more books and everything. So when somebody accuses me of not being specific, then I just really want to get on my knees and come to tears, because all they have to do is get on the Internet and Google my name, Terry L. Cook, and you can watch my videos going back 20 years. You can watch me on Countdown to Apocalypse on the History Channel I did in 2012. I led the program and closed the program on the History Channel. It's been rerun about 1,000 times, and I meet people in the marketplace here in Spokane that say they saw me on the show. Complete strangers. So when somebody accuses me of just not having done my homework or not being very specific, you know, it just kind of brings me to tears at this juncture. Sarah, store everything you can possibly get your hands on, and then prepare to defend yourself against the animals. And I tried to explain this to that gentleman on the earlier program, that people are only civil as long as their stomach is full. And let me tell you, I've been through two riots in Los Angeles, having been a police officer, a deputy sheriff down there, worked a police car for 6 years. I have confronted people who 1 minute beforehand were civil and the next minute were animals. Now, if you haven't had that lovely experience, then I hope you never do. But people just don't realize what can happen to people when they're hungry. I mean, it's bad enough watching the Black Friday event every November, I think it is, when Walmart has a sale and you can save $20, and all the idiots stand in line overnight to save the $20, and the doors open and they trample each other and kill each other for a discount on a television or an iPad or something. And that's insane. But that's just an example of what's coming. So you need to prepare for that. And if you don't have something with which to defend your family, then frankly, you're stupid. Okay, I'm going to knock off all this political correctness. If you don't have common sense enough to realize that you need to defend yourself against animals that are going to be at your door when things hit the fan, then you're just stupid. And, you know, there's no cure for stupidity. You can't really douse people with intelligence that are stupid. So I just give up.
Well, don't give up, because there are a lot of us out there are out here who are listening and who are benefiting by what the Lord has shown you.
I thank you very much. You're such a lovely lady. And again, I only do radio now with two of my best friends, Dr. Stan and Dr. Danny Marino in Florida, and they are just saints. And beyond that, I'm just turning down all radio and television and preparing myself for the hell that's about to come. Now, a couple more books.
Well, please keep being on Dr. Stan's show and radio program, and please get back with us as you learn more to keep us informed, because I know I'm desperately trying to learn everything I can, and I do share it with whoever will listen. One more question I have. For those of us who listen in the Tri-Cities, is there any special thing you see going on here that we might need to know about?
Well,
any danger or anything that we might be vulnerable to?
Well, not specifically for the Tri-Cities area, other than the influx, the planned influx of illegal aliens overwhelming the local jurisdictions. I've driven through Tri-Cities many, many times in mid-Washington state, and there are many fine people there, but it's I believe the illegal alien populace there has increased substantially over the last decade by design in order to overwhelm the system, you see. But you, Sarah, you can get so many good books of mine and Dr. Stan's, but here's another book that I wrote a little while ago called Psychopolitical Brainwashing, What Has Happened to America to Brainwash Them into Thinking What That Gentleman said earlier on a different show that Stan and I did, and how communism has actually defeated America without firing a shot through brainwashing, you see. And then I wrote another book called Is the New Age Christ the Antichrist? Is Lord Maitreya the New Age Prophet the Antichrist? I wrote another book called Communism Isn't Dead. In fact, America has already been conquered from the inside. I wrote another book. Now, if you want to really understand what's happening internationally, what the international police state through the global community of communism, get my book called Interpol, Interpol's New Global Police Force, Satan's New World Order, UN Stormtroopers, and on and on and on. I've written 18 books. So when somebody accuses me of not knowing what I'm talking about or just giving out generalities, it just really upsets me, because no one is getting these books. Now, each of these books is at least 200 to 300 pages. So if you want specifics, there they are, folks. You know, and I make about $2 to $3 a book when you buy them on Amazon.com, but get them. Unfortunately, people don't like reading anymore. They've been brainwashed into watching television. They want quick answers. They don't want to be bored with the detail, and that's why I don't get into a lot of detail anymore. People say, well, we want more detail, but they really don't. They just want the bottom line, you see?
Well, I thank you for everything that you are doing, and please keep doing it, because, as I said, we are some of us out here are watching and listening, and we are depending on people like you and Dr. Stan to help us get the information we need to hopefully survive this coming chaos that's right at our door.
Sarah,
and don't get discouraged. That's just a tool of the enemy.
I know that. Thank you, Sarah. Where'd you get that southern accent from, Southern Tri-City?
Well, I'm an Alabama girl, but lived in Tennessee for about 30 years before we moved out here.
Hey, well, thank you so very much, Sarah. Really appreciate that. Well, we've only got about 3 minutes, 4 minutes to wrap up the program. So basically, Terry, what is the final message you'd like to leave with our listeners? And if you're out there in the listening audience, go to Amazon.com, type in Terry L. Cook, get a list of his books, and get Terry's books. Basically, they will give you the background that you need to have to understand what is going on. This NORTHCOM Rising sounds like a fascinating book.
Thank you, Doctor. And what I'd like to impart to people tonight is I have a burden to help you folks. I'm not getting paid for this. You know, I don't sell that many books. So the Lord's got me out here like Dr. Stan, and I don't know how Dr. Stan has taken it for 20 years, getting beat up. I just don't know. But, Doctor, you're a strong and fine Christian man, and I love you, brother, and I'm sorry you're going through the pain you are. But, folks, you need to get ready in case I am right. And, again, I'm not saying it's going to happen. I hope it doesn't. I'm not sick. I'm not crazy. But if it does happen in October or thereabout, you need to get ready for a complete international collapse, total chaos, and prepare to feed your family by storing and stocking up now, and also prepare to defend yourself against roving marauders that I called zombies on the earlier program, because the TV shows are calling them zombies. And what I meant to say is just a bunch of crazy, crazed people who have nothing left after the collapse, and they go nuts and start killing everybody for their property and their food, you see. So get ready for that, and let's hope it doesn't happen. Okay, it's going to happen. It's not a matter of when. It's a matter. It's not a matter of if. It's just a matter of when. So if it doesn't happen this year, possibly the following year or whatever. But get ready, because if you store up a lot of food, the worst case scenario is you just eat it.
And I would simply point out that, there are a number of other very, very knowledgeable people, and I'm talking about people who have been studying world finance for many years, who anticipate something happening later this year. Now, we don't know. Only God knows what's going to happen.
That's right.
God and Satan. But so I do believe, of course, that there is a plan program to collapse our economy.
Yes.
And I believe, of course, people look at this purely from an economic point of view. I look at it from a spiritual point of view, because I would simply point out that when a nation turns against God, God does bring judgment on that nation.
Yes.
And America has turned its back on God.
Yes.
Well, Terry, God bless you. Thank you very much. I appreciate so much your being willing to be with us not once but twice today, and for all the help and everything you're doing. And I hope I can continue calling on you from time to time.
Absolutely. Anytime, Dad. You're the one of two that can call me anytime for a show. I'll fill in when somebody cancels any time of the week.
God bless. Thanks very much.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. 8927. And I suggest you call today. From the mountains, through the prairies, through the old
this is Dr. Stan, and we do hope you enjoyed the program this evening. I think both programs were excellent, and hopefully will give you some guidance for the very difficult times that lie ahead. Now, I hope and pray that Terry's wrong about October, but I will tell you that there are other responsible people out there who are talking about this year. We don't know. Only God knows. We're just going to have to wait and see how things unfold. But far better to be prepared, Sydney, 3 years too early than one day too late. Because once this whole thing comes down, you're not going to be able to lay in the supplies and do the other things. We know the midst of the people who listen to our program regularly are aware of the problem, but you have to help us get the information out to others. And your job is to talk to at least 5 people a day and tell them there's a problem and just suggest that they listen to our radio programs at radioliberty.com. Certainly most people will have a computer. If they don't, if they are in an area where we have a radio station, they can listen on a regular basis. They may start out thinking we're crazy, but before long they'll be afraid we're not. So encourage people to listen to Radio Liberty at www.radioliberty.com. And then, of course, we do need your financial help to be able to maintain the network of stations 5 days a week, 5 hours a day, across America, both on the East Coast and the West Coast, covering about six different states where our programs are heard on a regular basis. And if you are sitting in a position to actually contribute, you can join the Radio Liberty family of supporters by simply calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927, or certainly why you can go to our website at radioliberty.com. You can listen to our programs there. You can watch our DVDs. You can certainly read our newsletters and encourage others to do the same. We have to depend upon you to introduce our ideas. And what is our idea? Well, our idea is laid out in my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, that there are powerful supernatural forces behind this movement towards a world government. They've been around for thousands of years, but this whole movement towards the creation of the world government is coming to pass now. There's never been a time where you could consolidate the whole world. The reason, of course, that they have not destroyed America, although they control both political parties, is because they need to be able to utilize America's financial and military power to bring about this world government. And that's exactly what they're doing. They're using America's financial and military power. Why do you think we have military bases in 130 nations throughout the world? Why do you think, certainly, we have 800 to 1,000 foreign military bases? Why do we have an embassy in Baghdad, which has over 10,000 people in it, many of military contractors? Are they defending America by having a massive embassy in Baghdad? Of course not. They just do not want you to understand the real agenda going on behind the scenes. Because we have a small group of very dedicated people who are willing to work full-time. They're dedicated to the idea of a world government under the control of a ruling elite. They hate God, and this is really the common denominator behind everything. There is a conspiracy against the God of the Bible. And, of course, they want not only a one-world government, a one-world religion. They want to destroy Christianity. They know exactly what they're doing. They just don't want the average American to understand or even guess what this is about. Your job is to get the information out. They encourage people to listen. If you're in a position to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, please give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And if you can't help us financially, then we ask you to pray for America, to pray for revival, but to pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection. And so until tomorrow at the same time, may the Lord be with you.
Let us all be take hold.